Nolte, James Scott is non-binary. Tallarico loses lead in TX Senate race. By John Nolte on June 30, 2026. Whatever lead that little freak James Neighbors with a uterus Tallarico had in the Texas U.S. Senate race is now gone. That's if he ever had a lead to begin with. A poll from the New York Times/Siena has the race all tied up at 47% between the Democrat Tallarico and the Republican Ken Paxton. Even more revealing is the most recent poll from the University of Texas, which shows Paxton up by 1 point, 43-42%. What's notable is that, back in April, this same pollster had Tallarico up by 8, 34-42%. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Paxton leads 45.2% to Tallarico's 44.6%. The fact that the Democrat establishment, including former late-night host Stephen Colbert, backed Tallarico over Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett in the primary tells you everything you need to know about how out of touch the Democrat elite is. For all her flaws, and there are many, Crockett is infinitely more authentic than Tallarico and could have appealed to the Democrat base, as well as black voters. The effeminate, but totally not gay, Tallarico has no appeal for black voters. And he's a totally phony running around driving a pickup truck in a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. The Irishman Beto O'Rourke couldn't win Texas. And Tallarico is Beto minus testosterone. The truth is this, Texas is still Texas, and the more Texans learn about Tallarico, the less they like him because he's a trans-obsessed, mama's boy who has never held a real job. Worst of all, he's twisted and perverted Christianity into something outright demonic. There's something deeply unsettling and even sinister about James Tallarico, who looks and sounds harmless as he spreads a heresy meant to deliberately fool people into believing embracing sin, transsexualism, homosexuality, transvestitism, is embracing Christianity. Tallarico identifies as a Christian, but openly admits he hates Christianity and believes Christianity is a violent religion. He's no more a Christian than Satan. Again, though, imagine how broken Democrat Party elites like Stephen Colbert are to 1. Find this freak appealing, 2. Believe this is what a Texan should be, and 3. Believe Texans could be fooled into voting for him. Is it any wonder why the Democrat Party is being infested with outright communists? This is a party with a massive identity crisis caused by Trump derangement syndrome.